Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Okay, amigos. That was a little bit of folk music from South America, Pampa music. As we were talking about, just last night actually, I had a pretty good party with my son. You know, we had a few drinks. You know, we talked and. And this morning I woke up, you know, and I checked my telephone and there was a message there from someone who's anti-communist, as he calls himself. This guy, I'm afraid, you know, is a guy that I met many years ago. Because I agreed with the, you know, the shipment of food, medicaments and, oil to Cuba, because it's been under blockade for a long, long time, as you and me and we all know. So, I said, yeah, got right on, you know, long live Cuba, you know, and I hope that that's going to be continuous, you know, because the island, you know, it's been under pressure for so long, about 60, 70 years, you know, under the United States, you know, just because they kicked Batista, the dictator, out of Cuba, and Cuba stopped being a brothel and a casino. And that is why the United States, you know, so peed off about it. They don't want, they just want to blockade everything that goes to Cuba. Anyway, I agreed with the shipment, you know, and all the help and the aid, you know, that's going to towards Cuba. And suddenly this guy comes along and he calls me a communist, you know. And I said, I'm afraid, you know, that I am not a communist, you know. I am a human being, you know, who cares for other humans. It doesn't matter where you are, you know, who you are, what color you are. It doesn't matter to me, you know. I'm a humanitarian person, you know. And this guy goes on and on and on and on, attacking me and everything. And he's calling me names and... And he says, one day I'm going to come into your country and I'm gonna kill you because I killed communists, you know. Oh, God. Anyway, and you know this guy, I met him here, right? I'm not going to tell you what nationality he is or anything, but I found him a job, you know. When I met him, he could hardly speak English, you know. So I found him a job in which he didn't have to use the English language, you know. And... I helped him and I speak his language, by the way. Now you probably guessed it, right? It's not Spanish, right? So, he was talking to me and I'm talking to him constantly all the time, you know, good mates, you know. Then suddenly he left and then he appears with his information. Anyway, my friends. That's not exactly what the program is all about, you know. I'm just telling you that if one day I'm dead, you know, you probably find this guy, find this guy. In the next episode of Latino Dimes, I will reveal, you know, who the individual is, because if he's getting too heavy, you know, I blocked him off on Facebook. I blocked him off. I don't want anything to do with the kind of threats, you know what I mean? It's all banter, you know, on Facebook. And that's about it, you know, when it comes to actually saying, you know, that I'm going to kill you, I'm going to come to you, I'm going to find out where you are. You know, too much TV and movies, you know, like Liam Neeson with Taken, you know, I'll find you, I'll look for you, and I'll find you, I want to find you, I'll kill you. You know, that phrase still in there, in those people's heads. Anyway, what I was going to say, you know, that lately, you know, since the president, the new Chilean president took power, you know, in Chile, there's been a few demonstrations, celebrations, you know, celebration of the year of the water. That was kind of like a semi-protest, semi-celebration at the same time, because the water situation in Chile has been under scrutiny, you know, for quite a while, you know, because the owner of the water company is a Spanish businessman who bought the company of the water company. Can you imagine that? That's a basic necessity, basic what we all need, you know, and that shouldn't be sold to a big company that is making money and is diverting the rivers from one side to another so they can actually store the water. And if you want water, you have to pay for it to actually bring it back to your countryside at your harvest. And so it's all like private kind of thing, you know, which is ridiculous. And the protest celebration, protest celebrations that are, as I was saying, they were taking place in Santiago. And the police came on with water cannons, tear gas, truncheons, and beating people up and imprisoning them and accusing them of dangerous behavior or some stuff like that, or criminal activity and all sorts of things. So what I'm saying right now is that you know, when Pinochet was in power and all these things were going on, and he was a military guy, military dictatorship, okay? Now, this is a civilian guy, and he was a very, very, very close friend of Pinochet, you know, and he agreed with Pinochet, he supported Pinochet, so everything is going back to zero, you know, all the advances, all the technology, all the improvements, you know, that the country had made throughout the years after Pinochet left, you know, whether there was a right or the middle of the left or whatever, there were a lot of improvements, you know, lots of things getting much better than they were with Pinochet. And now this guy, the suspicion is that this guy was so keen on Pinochet's manifesto program that the risk is that he might go back to, you know, what Pinochet was planning to do for the future of Chile. For example, you know, allowing Zionists, you know, who are running away from Israel because the things are getting too hot for them, allowing them to get into Chile, like Milei is doing in Argentina. Milei is already giving them some of the land in Patagonia, right? Oh, my God. The consequences are going to be atrocious, you know, because these people, you know what happens, you know, you put them in one place, you know, and they expand. And they don't expand pacifically, you know, they expand in a very, very curious and particular and dangerous and lethal way. So, yeah, there we are. All those two things that are happening in Latin America, that, so far, this is what I found out, you know, from Chile and Argentina. And the other thing is, you know, the Lula, the president of Brazil, you know, he sent a lot of help to Cuba as well. So everybody in Latin America, they are breaking the blockade. They are breaking the blockade of the United States, and the United States is too worried with hiding the Epstein files, and so they are creating wars everywhere. So our attention will be focused on what's going on in the Middle East, you know, instead of home, to try and sort out the situation that his mate Epstein, who the suspicion is that he's not dead, is somewhere hiding. I don't know. There's a lot of news about this, about that, about everything. You know, I don't know what to believe anymore. And people, unfortunately, lots of people believe. Sometimes they believe in lots of the time they believe in lies. You know, and they go on about the lies. You know, for example, one little lie here. You know, the president of Chile, when he was campaigning for the presidency, the one thing he kept repeating in every city he went to, that he was going to halve his salary, right? To show the people, you know, that he cares, right? Well, he increased it. I don't know. I mean, we humans could be very clever or could be very stupid. And when we are very stupid, we are very stupid. And stupid with a capital letter, you know? And when we are clever, you know, we are clever with a you know, lower cap. You know, it's a kind of like because being clever, you don't have to go around telling everybody, you know, I am the best, this and that. You know, like Donald Trump, that's a typical example of somebody who is as stupid, you know, as anyone stupid. Right, it's been the bestest government that I ever had in the United States. We've won the bestest this, the best of that, the best of that. You know, everything is so good in that place that you don't have junkies, you don't have corruption. You're killing people, you know, in defenseless countries. You're blocading the defenseless countries. You're doing a lot of damage to this. You're supporting a genocide. And you are the bestest country in the world, you know. You are the best president in the world. I don't think so, my friend. Anyway, well, not much to say, you know, because we all know already, you know, what's going on in the world, you know. And my fear is, you know, that the UK getting involved, you know, in the war, you know, then we don't want that, you know. I don't think anybody here in this country will like that. There should be voting, you know, a referendum, you know, like a, I don't know, a survey or something, you know, to find out whether there's a great majority and or no majority. But in other words, what I want to say on other side of this conversation, what I want to say is that the government decides, and the government should not allow Great Britain to go into war, to not even to use the land to take off from here to go and attack countries in Iran and probably Yemen, probably Iraq. Probably Syria, you know. No. I think England has suffered enough, you know, in the Second World War. There was a lot of things, you know, took a long time to recover from all that. You don't want to do it again and again and again. But this time, you know, it's going to be different because this time we don't know who, when and how and who they're going to attack. So, please, you know, let's get together, man, and tell this guy, you know, to forget about it, you know, tell the Americans to go and fight their own war and to sort out their own problems, you know, and stop trying to get extortioned by the United States, you know, because that's what they do. So anyway, amigos, I hope that you're going to stay with me until 7 o'clock. I've got lots of music for you, you know. And by the way, I've got another track here by some Peruvian group called Runa Pacha. Here we go. So sorry, this is called Nazca, the group. Thank you.
el sol abrasador. ¿Dónde están esas miradas que te abrían en canal? Solo hay gente en bañador deseando ver el mar, acercándose hasta el pie de sus sombrillas. Niños que te miran mal, no eres nadie para ellos. ¿A quién vamos a engañar? Se dan protección solar tumbados sobre el ganador de un concurso de moda de la televisión. Mis grandes éxitos son todo lo que aún tengo que decir. Mis grandes éxitos son todo lo que veo y lo que ves. Un segundo contigo o toda la vida sin ti. A veces es difícil decidir cuántos años llevo aquí. ¿Cuántos me pueden quedar? ¿Cuál es el precio exacto de la sinceridad? ¿Quién se acordará de ti? ¿Quién te volverá a escuchar? Si en el cielo de la radio desafina otro guiñol. Un disco de oro nada es, un platino no es mejor. Y aquel disco de diamante no garantizó tu amor. No cambies de canal, no muevas el dial, porque a pesar de todo canto para ti. Mis grandes éxitos son todo lo que no he llegado a ser. Mis grandes éxitos son todo lo que quiero que me des. Un segundo contigo y después ya se verá. Y siempre queda mucho. Para los dos, a un minuto de ti, California pleno sol. Tal como te dije, esta luz no se apagó. Puedo dormir de un tiro, a tientas de par en par. Cuando soltarás las riendas de mi corazón. Mis grandes éxitos son todo lo que no he llegado a ser. Mis grandes éxitos son todo lo que quiero que me des.
Sorry about that. It is live, you know?
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Assimbriado.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we are coming to the end of the show. I hope that you guys are going to join me again next Monday at 5 o'clock. I want to leave you in the last 10-15 minutes with some music to dance to, if you feel like it. Okay, amigos, I'll say goodbye, not right now, but then after the next track, okay?
Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, pese lo que pese.
Ahora abre tu ventana, mira para afuera. Existen cosas bellas, existen cosas buenas. No te dejes vencer, no te dejes enloquecer. Vive el regalo de un nuevo día con placer. Y verás que no hay nada que temer. Busca la verdad de tu interior, busca en tu ser. Para comprender que hay alguien que te ama. Y pase lo que pase, no te quiere ver caer. Solo ten fe, porque ya va a estar feliz al verte renacer. Vibra positiva, zona canchepía, para ver si te motivas a vivir un nuevo día. Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de este agujero, sale ya de este problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, pese lo que pese. Ahora alza la cabeza, que por algo se empieza. Sal a caminar y observa la naturaleza. Pero si tropiezas, párate enseguida y endereza. Y es que siempre triunfa el que no cesa.
Persevera por lo que tú más quieras. Sal hacia adelante, pero sal a tu manera. Ve con la verdad, siente la pura felicidad al actuar con bondad. Wow, vibra positiva. Y alma para tu felicidad. Ahora siéntete amado y siéntete querido por aquel que no te quiere ver caer. Pero ten fe y sé fuerte, porque un nuevo día está por empezar y alguien quiere verte. Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la ganes pena, mi friend. Sale ya de ese agujero, sale ya de ese problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, verte lo que pese. Y entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Entonces, ¿en qué quedamos? Tiramos para arriba o nos achacamos. Te aconsejo que levantes la mirada y hagas como que aquí no ha pasado nada. Que no te la gane la pena, mi friend. Sale ya de ese agujero, sale ya de ese problema. Mira para arriba y agradece, porque tienes una vida, pese lo que pese.
Y entonces, ¿en qué quedamos?
Okay, amigos, amigas, we come to the end of the show. I hope that you guys are gonna join me again next week. And yeah, 5 till 7. Is that all right? Do we agree with that? Okay, until next Monday, and love one another, and free Palestine.
Y es otra noche llorándote, y son las cosas que no dije.
que dale mambo. Si no tienes tiempo para mí, yo no tengo tiempo. Va a ti, búscate otra que se busque, papi, todo tu regalo.